Okay. By the way, I'm going to start recording what we're saying just to get the levels and stuff of how you're sounding.
Sure you are.
Okay, sure, so, what else here? What else? So, yeah, we got some intro, and then, do you want it, should we keep it more of, like, questions about, you'll be a rep, kind of, what's the word, representative of the community, not like,
well,
I don't
know if you want to say representative of the community. That's a little strong.
That's like terrible wording. I didn't want to use that word.
The gay and lesbian community in Finland on our show, and I honestly don't particularly feel comfortable with that. I mean, you can say I represent a foreigner, you know, who happens to be gay living in Finland, but the idea of saying I represent the gay community makes me very nervous.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd be more like, what I'm trying to say is like the how should I say it? Like, should we go into when you answer questions, are you going to speak more in first person? Like, well, this is this, or is it going to be more in third person about?
It's going to be a combination, actually. Okay. I can give you, my experiences when it comes to, like, from a social standpoint, for example, and not just social meaning the socialistic society that's here. I mean, I can give you a point of view from, socially how it was for me, being gay and coming to Finland and what kind of experiences I've actually had, with respect to the general public. For example, Mira and I are trying to buy a house, and we have not had one, cross-eyed look. We haven't had anyone sort of give us any, level of discomfort in looking for a house. We kind of get treated exactly the same, so I can give you those kinds of opinions,
Or even better,
actually, true. I have a feeling that my wife is going to have a headset on and be listening to this at the same time and may actually open her mouth. She'll help me with the statistics and stuff like that. But, she's right, actually. And our experience is that, for example, when we were coming to rent this flat here that we live in now, we live in Kamppi, one of the more exclusive, sections of the city. When we were coming to rent this, we were very, very honest when we filled out our application, and this is before I actually really had a job. We listed me as a student because I was studying Finnish, and so we got literally the best apartment in the entire house, the top floor, corner, biggest square meters, and we were very honest when we filled out the application. Mira literally said, my wife and I, as opposed to, we are, and not giving any kind of label, which, interesting enough, people really do want to label everything, so. But I actually have had some interesting experiences with, I don't want to say homophobia, but I want to say ignorance, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and we can talk about that
okay.
if you want later.
That's cool.
I know you're taking notes about things to ask me about.
Yeah, I am, actually. Okay. I think a lot of what I'll do often, too, is I really want to compare things to the U.S. because, people know that the U.S. is a little bit more socially backwards than Finland is.
So, a little?
Okay, a lot. And they'll be very interesting. So I think
That is my personal view. It's a lot more socially backward than Finland.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a lot more socially backward than a lot of the world.
I think that's a fact, though. I think I read that in an encyclopedia, so I don't think that's okay. But hey, listen, so I think what I'll do a lot of times is maybe you'll say something regarding, let's say, Finland, and then I might ask, how does that compare to the U.S.? I'm trying to kind of like go back and forth with these things.
Okay.
So
okay, you can actually not do, one half, just my opinion. You don't have to do one half hour of my social, experiences and how I view it. But we can actually intersperse them, For example,
exactly.
My view is that I haven't had a lot of homophobia directed my way. And because that is also probably, in fact, because there is actually an amendment in the Finnish Constitution that actually absolutely forbids discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, where the federal government in the United States has absolutely no law. There is no federal protection for gays and lesbians in the U.S. at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually tie both of the my social experience here to as well as, how the law is protected. So you can actually combine both politics and social experiences in the same time.
Yeah, I think that's the point. I think what I'll do is the conversation is going to jump back and forth like that. So when I say half an hour, I just mean like half the show dispersed throughout the entire show will be kind of geared towards that. We'll try to – but
okay.
Yeah, because people are going to – I'm hoping that if people call in and stuff, like they're more than welcome to jump topic. So if we're – and the only time I'll ever really interrupt you is mm-hmm. if we're having a call come in. Like what happens is when they call in, after 20 rings, it will go to my voicemail and the thing. So I have to answer it in between that time. So mm-hmm. I might have to cut you off a little bit and then go to a call. because we don't want to lose those people. So that should be the only time that I really like jump in there and say something. And if they go, and of course, if they go on a different topic, that's perfectly fine. We'll go on. We'll just kind of it's kind of loose. And we'll just see where it kind of goes, and then
okay.
What other things do you think about that when we've been in Finland that you'd want to talk about? Like that just come up during the day. You're like, oh, Like what other topics do you think that I should be sure that I bring up?
Coming out in the workplace, you know.
Workplace.
It's serious. You know, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
The coming out process is an interesting topic to discuss, and you can say in the workplace, in your family, any number of social situations, the coming out process is huge, and it's a topic that is very, very important. Also, differences in views of how gays and lesbians might view the world versus straight people. And there's
minorities
in general, and as not only gays and lesbians, but also transgendered individuals. Mm-hmm. You know, they view the world very differently as well, and also the treatment that you know you receive whether you're gay, lesbian, or transgender versus when you're straight is entirely different. So, as long you know, the coming out process is very important. Also, you know, gay bashing is another one that you can discuss. Discrimination in finding an apartment or housing or a job. That's something else you can discuss. Statistics in, you know, how gay marriage has affected Finland versus how it's affected the state of Massachusetts. Immigration laws, such as where Finland, you know, is far more advanced as opposed to the U.S. Religious perspectives on it. How, you know, a lot of, you know, anti-gay and homophobic behavior is based on the Bible, you know, and a very, a very twisted view of Christianity, you know, how morals and Christianity shapes both societies, because the U.S. is a predominantly Christian country, whether it be Catholic, Protestant, you know, Protestant, well, it's part of Baptist, you know, Episcopalian, Methodists, oh, there goes my window, whatever, versus Finland, which is Lutheran, but still a Christian religion, you know, and how that actually, you know, Christianity and religion developed morals in society, what we determine morals, you know, to be. It's all based on some sort of religious, you know, observance. So how that affects, you know, the U.S. versus Finland is actually quite large. I mean, I'm discussing what I'm going to tell you tomorrow night. when the first gay and lesbian partnerships were registered officially on March 8th of 2000, and hang on one second, I'll tell you right now, 2002, when they first happened, when these very happy couples who have committed the rest of their lives to one another and are bound by the same laws, almost, except for two, that the straight couples were bound for, there were individuals who literally were there on the steps of the Parliament building. Very extreme religious individuals. I want to say they were Lutheran. I can pull up the article, actually, and let you know what they were. They actually had a symbolic white coffin, and they were throwing salt on it, and it was with Bibles inside and draped in the Finnish flag, and it was the symbolic burying of what they considered the moral fiber of Finland when they allowed, you know, gays the same legal right of a registered partnership. And I don't want to use the word marriage because marriage is a secular word, mm-hmm. and it causes a whole lot of problems when you use the word marriage. But for all intent and purpose, if that's what society has defined or my relationship as, you know, or say, for example, you know, my father and his wife, that if that is what a marriage is sharing your life emotionally, intimately, intellectually, monetarily, and living in the same space and being there for the support, the laughter, the tears, you know, the big events, the small events, the sickness, the whole health thing, if that's what they want to call marriage, then I have the exact same relationship with Mira, who happens to be a woman. And every time the word marriage comes into it, the religious right, as well as the conservatives, which are part of the religious right, actually get up in arms. And you should call it, you know, flying pink, purple, polka-dotted elephants, you know, on Tuesdays. And I don't think there would be a problem. But the minute the word marriage comes into play, people have a problem with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's one thing that, you know, we can do. And I just talked for 4 minutes straight, so yeah. I don't think you're going to have a problem
that was
with filling an hour.
Yeah.
And I really don't.
I know. Maybe I'll get a question or two in the hour. But,
yeah, well, we've got Mr. Fry, who I would love to rip a new one anyway.
I think... Well, we're going to start having an interview here, so I'll save it all
exactly.
for tomorrow. But I have some of the things I've discussed with you before at the lunch or at work or something. I think I'll bring up about anyway. And
there really isn't a sacred cow. You can ask me anything you want, and then I will either say to you, I would prefer not to answer that, you know, or you know, that's a little bit personal. I can give you generalizations of my life.
Well,
know?
I won't. I definitely
don't
won't
ask me what I do in my bedroom.
No,
quite frankly,
I'm trying to steer away from the whole personal thing because I think it's a bit kind of like immature anyway. It's like telling, you know, it's kind of stupid. But I'd like to. I think. The first question I think I'll ask is maybe something like, tell me a little bit about yourself. And when I mean that, I mean, tell me your situation about how long you've been in Finland, why you moved here, not like why you're a lesbian, you know, that kind of
why I'm a lesbian,
stupid.
Oh, God.
Not that...
Phil, why are you straight?
See, Amanda's like, Phil, no, she didn't hear the whole part of it. She only heard the end of it. She goes, well, Phil, why are you straight?
Yeah.
That is exactly the answer. You can ask me why I'm gay. We can go through the the whole biological versus, you know, choice debate.
We're definitely not going to get any questions like that from me because that's just retarded. So
no, actually, Phil, it's not a retarded question. It is a valid question because a lot of the world actually still thinks, a lot of society actually still thinks that being gay is a choice.
Right.
And that is where a lot of animosity comes from.
Exactly.
Why would you know? You chose to sleep with a woman. Oh my God! You could choose not to. It's like, Phil, could you choose not to be straight?
Right. I'm going to bring that. I'm not going to ask that question about why are you gay, but I'm going to bring up that whole thing because that's what I
biology believe. Versus choice.
Well, I believe that the problem with people like Fred Fry and the Christian conservatives in the U.S. is they believe you're making a conscious choice, and that's obviously the Christian conservatives aren't against, let's say, handicapped people, obviously, because you didn't choose to be handicapped. It's the same way, but they still believe there's this, and people they really want to believe that the gay community has made this conscious decision. You know, you just decided, like, do I want to eat pizza or sushi today? Like, it's just not like that, and that's.
And then there's the whole portrayals of gays in society. Phil, this hour is going to be jam-packed with stuff. You're going to run out of time. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The whole portrayal of gays in society. For example, that debate that I got into on your website with that idiot, who, and I'm honestly going to call him an idiot, who honestly, you know, thinks that the gay lifestyle is the perverted view of life, and who honestly thinks that people are gay because all gay men are gay because their father did something to them, and women are lesbians because they were molested by their father or a male figure in their life. And that kind of view is prevalent. It really is. That, you know, and all these gay TV shows that seem to make it think it's cool to be gay. You know, well, why isn't it cool to be gay? Why isn't it cool to be straight? Why isn't it cool to be Finnish? Why isn't it cool to be black?
Yeah.
You know? Defining it as cool, it's a TV show, turn it off. You know what I'm saying? And you should, an interesting thing is the portrayals of gays and lesbians, not only in literature, but in film, as well as in the media throughout history. There is a fabulous documentary called The Celluloid Closet, which actually literally goes through gay and lesbian history all the way through the film industry from the first... I believe it was Bell's first video of the, you know, when he made the phonograph, trying to make, to record sound, the first image is actually of two men dancing together, you know, and how the word faggot is used so often in films to denote something that is wrong, something that is weak, something that is immoral, something that is just absolutely abhorrent. Mm. And it is used so prevalently and saying something that's so gay. I mean, you've used it in conversations that I've had with you, and I don't take it as a slur or as, you know, an offense against gays because you're not using it in a conscious attempt to offend someone who's gay.
Yeah,
it has
exactly.
become so commonplace and so accepted for something to be, that is so gay.
Yeah.
It amazes me that, you know, it would be like me looking at you and going, that is so heterosexual. It makes no sense, but it becomes okay for it to be used, the word gay. And when you say something is gay, usually the connotation when you're saying something is so gay, you're like, that's so stupid, or that is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Think about where that terminology came from and how it actually might be perceived by someone who does not know you saying, that is so gay. That's queer. You know, I mean, think about it. You don't really actually realize it when you're straight. And I have to say this honestly, a majority of straight people, even ones that I know who have many gay friends, and, you know, it's like really one of those bad euphemisms when you're just like, I don't have anything against black people. Some of my best friends are black people. It's really, you know, that phrase that people use for it?
Right.
I have lots of gay friends, and I don't know if they're trying to comfort me or comfort themselves when they say that. You know, I don't know who they're trying to convince that they're okay with gay people, themselves or me. Mm-hmm. And it gets a little concerning sometimes. But anyway, see, you're not going to have a problem filling this hour with conversation with me about being gay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
In Finland, especially.
We're going to be... Yeah, it's going to be part one of a 17-part series.
Of a 17-part series. Next Sunday, Stephanie discusses gays in literature.
Yeah.
Tune in at 5.
In Finland.
In Finland. Gays in literature in Finland, exactly. So, I don't think we're going to have any problem discussing it.
Cool, okay. Well, hey, I got a lot of good stuff here, and I'm going to do some kind of... I'm going to think about stuff.
Little research.
I'm going to do research and think about stuff. Because what I don't write down questions. I write down just topics, and which I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Everything you've been kind of writing, I've been writing down just kind of keywords of stuff to bring up. So, there's not going to be any format in the show. We're just going to... Whatever comes up, we're going to go with.
Good.
And it's just going to... I'm sure we're going to skip out like a million interesting things we'd like to talk about, but...
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Whatever. And remember, I'll be... sometimes, you know, of course, I'll be playing devil's advocate. So
of course.
Yeah. So you're going to hear questions like, oh, Phil knows. That's... You know, but... And the other thing is, too, we should kind of act like we don't... I'm trying to... All the guests I've had on the show, pretty much, I've met at least once. Because it's a new show, so I have to find people that I know to come on. So... But I've been... let's not act like we know each other. So don't mention that we work together or we hang out and stuff like that. It's supposed to be more of like, oh, we just met yesterday and that kind of thing. That's the plan.
And everyone who listens to you knows you know me. You know this, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a few people have said some dumb things on my blog like, you're just inviting all your friends on the show, blah, blah, blah. And it's like... Well, no, yeah. So I've been telling everyone to like, okay, we're supposed to be just, it's like, you know, like a regular, obviously regular talk shows. When the people have guests on, they don't usually know the guests. So, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's the plan. But hey, I got a ton of great stuff, and I'm gonna listen to this this talk show. I think I need to turn your levels up a little bit.
Why,
do you have the here? Do you have the microphone volume up all the way? It's a Mac. So I don't know. I think you do.
I'm not on a Mac. I actually did it on my PC.
You did it on your PC. Click
on. Hang on.
You know where?
I'll go to my line in. Is that what it is?
Look for microphone volume.
I got nothing.
Do you click on that? It says. Like,
I got XP, so I'm trying to figure out.
It says volume control at the top.
Hang on, I'm adding it. There we go. Here's my microphone volume. Oh, I muted. Oh, see, now you're getting both of them.
What's that?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine.
And when I click on this button, let me know. I'm going to keep talking and let me know if I go out. So I'm talking like this now.
I hear you.
Can you hear me, Phil?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
I'm using my internal microphone on my PC. Watch, let me turn this puppy off.
Now I cannot hear you. I've lost you.
How's that? Is that better?
Now it's better now, but I lost your first.
Is that volume better?
Try this. Go up into at the top of that volume control. Hit options and then properties.
Yeah.
And then at the top, I think it says mixer device. I'm sorry. No, look below that. It says adjust volume for recording.
Yeah.
Click on recording and then hit OK, and you'll get a new set of controls.
Yeah. Okay.
And microphone. It should say select under the word microphone.
Uh huh.
Do you see that?
Yeah, but there's an advanced microphone boost, alternate microphone.
Do you have microphone boost on?
Are you there?
Oh, I just lost. You must have turned microphone boost off.
I'm back.
That's better now. What happened?
It won't let me actually... Hang on one second. I know what I'm going to do. I got it. Hang on. Let me go play back. Recording other microphone. Okay. Is this better now?
It's about the same.
About the same?
Yep, about the same.
Okay, hang on. I make sure you can't hear anything else going on in my playback.
I think you're fine. It's probably on my end that I need to change stuff a little bit. Like, I have
how
the volume
now?
About the same, I think. You're good. The thing is, when I turn up your mic volume a little bit, the more I turn up your mic volume, the more of this echo you'll get back. Because what happens is you, for some reason, Skype is picking up only kind of loud sounds, I think, that you hear.
Is it better if I'm closer to the microphone like this?
Nah, it's about the same. But what okay. I'll do is I'm going to crank up the mic. So go ahead and start talking. Just start reciting something.
Okay, I don't know, we may recite 87 years ago.
Yeah.
Our fathers brought forth unto this nation.
Okay.
Oh, God, now I'm getting feedback. Now
yeah.
I can hear the echo.
That's what happens. When I turn that up a little bit, you get more and more of this feedback. So I have to find, like, the kind of medium between hearing you well and you not getting feedback. It's a bit tricky of a thing. But I'm going to listen to the thingy now and... But I think it should be fine. If I need you to record something, and I'll give you a call, and we can do this again.
All right.
Cool, baby. So,
all right, dude.
We'll talk next.
What time tomorrow night?
Tomorrow at 10, but we should, like, chat. We should test everything again one more time at, like, 9-something. So just get online, 9-something, and we'll check it out.
All right.
All right, baby doll. See you.
All right, talk to you later.
Said hey. Okay.
I will.
Bye.
Phil says hey. Bye.
Bye.